From 30 years in front of the mic and behind the mic as well, which is, does that mean the same thing? If you're broadcasting, you're in front of the mic and you're also behind the mic, aren't you? It means the same thing. Both of those mean you're on air. Anyway, you know what I mean. Sometimes presenting, sometimes producing, radio and TV, regional, national, and all sorts of things have been going on in my career. So I thought I'd pass on some of the words of advice. In the episodes entitled Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Today, a couple of minutes on presenting unboxing videos. Yeah, on-screen presenters, whether that is for live streams or video conferencing or pre-recorded videos for YouTube or webinars, often find it difficult to talk and do something else at the same time. Sounds odd, because we do it all the time in real life, whether it's an unboxing of a new product or simply holding and describing a book, fluency often suffers when video is involved. Be aware of this potential problem. Plan for the possibility. Make some notes. Practice. However, remember, you don't need to talk all of the time, particularly in a visual medium. People can see what you're doing or showing. So simultaneous commentary, saying what you can all see anyway, and particularly if a commentary is hesitant and repetitive, may be entirely unnecessary. But certainly have a goal of what you're going to say, maybe some bullet points, some kind of structure, what you're going to say at the beginning, the middle and the end of this unboxing or this presentation to help you sound more fluent. If you sound more fluent, it's because you're confident. If you're confident, it means that your breathing is better. If your breathing is better, there's less stress. If there's less stress, your resonance, the sound and the tone of your voice will benefit from that. And then you'll hear yourself in your ears and you'll think, yeah, I'm cool. This is good. People will be able to understand my message. And then, of course, you're succeeding in communication. Tomorrow on the show, why we sound different in our headphones. Yeah, have you ever thought to yourself, why is it that I sound awful when I put my headphones on? And yet other people have never mentioned that. Why do you hear your voice in a different way to everybody else? The physicality and the psychology behind it tomorrow in Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.